USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The recount of ballots in Georgia is creating more questions than answers. In sworn affidavits under the penalty of perjury, poll observers in Fulton, DeKalb, Cobb counties, including an election official auditor, an election recount monitor, a credentialed statewide poll watcher, and several recount observers raised their concerns in sworn affidavits. A poll manager in the Sandy Springs precinct of Fulton County noted she was provided a case of ballots 11 days after the election that had been shut with packing tape bearing the seal of the Secretary of State, but the seal was blank, signed by no one, and no information had been supplied. She testified, nor was there any designation detailing the origin of the box or its contents, and the 20-year poll veteran claimed the ballots were an unusual paper type. Anthony Edwards was taken by the Minnesota Timberwolves with the number one pick Wednesday night in the NBA draft. The basketball commissioner, Adam Silver, announced the pick from ESPN headquarters in Bristol, Connecticut. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Let's get an update on the stimulus package needed by many hurting Americans. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans agree that a new coronavirus stimulus package has to be agreed upon to get money in the hands of the American people as the coronavirus pandemic continues across the country. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying Republicans are ready, willing, and able to do another relief package.
Well, we have tried to do a fifth coronavirus bill, we meaning the Senate Republicans. We tried twice. I heard Senator Gillibrand, who's my friend, say, well, you know, we should have appropriated money for the teachers and the schools to get them open. We tried. She voted against it because they didn't want to spend just $500 billion. They wanted to spend $2 trillion, and while we're at it, rewrite the immigration laws and let federal prisoners go.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As advertised, erosion of our Second Amendment rights should surprise no one if Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden gets to Pennsylvania Avenue. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
At least 20 million rifles and 150 million ammunition magazines would be caught up in the sales ban and registration scheme Joe Biden touted on the campaign trail. According to the National Shooting Sports Federation report, the new taxes would cost Americans more than $34 billion. Biden wants to ban the new sales of AR-15 rifles and similar firearms, as well as any ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds, sizes that come standard on most modern rifles and handguns. Biden also talking about a National Firearms Act, which would require gun owners to pay a $200 tax stamp for each item. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday night football will be a good one as Arizona heads up to the Emerald City to play the Seahawks. Both teams are 6-3 on the season. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson on confidence.
He likes to just keep climbing. And, I think Vince Lombardi said something about that one time. I think he talked about just, the man who's on top of the mountain didn't just get there. The guys that can keep getting up and keep swinging. And those are the players and those are the teams that keep overcoming. And what I do know about myself, I'm an overcomer. I'm a guy that just, I've been doubted before. One thing about me is, I'm going to keep swinging.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.